Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1442, recorded November 12th, 2013. A priest, a chicken, and a phone. The GizWiz is brought to you by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. You'll save money with Ting, pay for what you use, and Ting doesn't require a contract but offers unlimited devices on a single account. To save $25 on your first Ting device, visit gizwiz.ting.com. And by Lynda.com. Learn what you want when you want with access to over 2,000 high-quality courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it free for 7 days, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's Lynda.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick! Ladies and gentlemen, my shirt is red. My iPad is yellow. Dick's face is purple. If these colors don't match what you're seeing on your set, you must be watching the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Yeah!
There we go.
Exhausting.
A little bit of extra latency on that today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that he dropped it earlier
John's
or later.
Here, and I think Burke doesn't know that he has to drop it about 10 seconds early to get the Thrill Cam sync. We put Burke in the Thrill Cam perch.
Yeah, no, he did it right. It's some sort of extra latency. Yeah, that's the time we always drop it. So
maybe,
some ghost in the machine today.
Maybe the old iPad that we use knows that the new iPads just came out.
It's ticked off. It's a little angry.
Thrill Cam now with extra latency. Get it today.
Hey, Dickie D, how are you? Is it winter in New York yet?
It's getting there.
Yeah.
I'm not liking it.
Not liking it, no.
Nah.
Did you put the boat up on blocks?
No, the boat stays in year-round. That is a benefit of having the boat year-round is that I still run down there, like, on Sundays and have lunch. And a couple days during the week, I run down. And if it breaks 50 degrees, I can sometimes talk Dennis into running up to the Palisades. So at least I can do a touch of boating most of the year.
Do you, I know, because you, like me, are a little superannuated. Remember that old, what was it, a Motorola television ad? My eyes are blue, my shirt is red, my teeth are yellow. If you're not seeing these colors, remember that ad?
You know what, I don't.
It was an old TV ad. Could find it if I could think of what to search for on YouTube. That's what I love. YouTube, you can get all of these old ads. Yeah.
No, my first color TV was, now you probably don't remember this. In the 5 and 10, you could buy.
Hey, I'm so old, we used to call it a 5 and dime.
Oh, okay. You could buy a plastic screen that had a bar of green at the bottom.
I do remember that.
Was clear in the middle and was blue at the top. So you could watch color,
it was color TV. I very much remember that.
Yes, it only worked if people were sitting on the back porch.
Right,
then
and there was
the
screen, sky behind.
There was sky behind them.
It was perfect for Bonanza.
That was
the only show you could watch.
Yes, because Bonanza was inside a studio.
Why are you laughing? You were 12 years old. How could she even remember this? All right. I'm sorry. Now in our shoe, we have, let's just do old television from now on. We have Dickie D and his gadgets of the week. Hello, Dickie.
Leo, how Ed, how are you, Ed? I've been so thrilled.
So what is let's go. What's your gadget for today?
Well, you know, the show has a theme because Engadget had an event at the Javits Center.
Oh yeah, did you go to that? Because that looked really fun.
It was pretty interesting. Yeah. Engadget Expand, it was called, and the subtitle was Experience the Future of Technology.
Now they this used to be a GDGT thing, and then AOL. /Engadget bought GDGT, Ryan Block's, Peter Rojas's company. And so I think that they've made this even. Did you ever go to any of the Gadget events?
I did. This was way better.
Bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, much bigger. And last year's Gadget event, I promised I'd never go to one again. It
was really?
Just, well, you know what? For some reason, they invited the press and somehow, what is it, Eventbrite? Evidently, anybody in the world could sign up. And so when I went there, the line was blocks long.
But those were always open to the public, the Gadget events.
Oh, were they always? Yes. Okay. And the woman said to me, why are we online? And I said, to see new gadgets.
You know, we don't usually have to wait in line to see these. They just let us go in and have the giant shrimp, the prime rib, the chocolate fountain.
None of that.
I don't understand. Who are these people? There's people. Yeah. I don't get out of my way, people.
Yeah, no, I think that the Gadget event, that was what was going on. So was Engadget Expand press only?
Was press only for Friday.
Ah.
And last year they had a tiny room with you could hardly move. So now they had the whole northern part of the Javits Convention Center. So lots of space. And since it was press only, a lot of place to walk around. And I found three things that are not really in the future, but like in the next month or 2 or 3 months. The first one, believe it or not, is a bizarre gadget coming from Quirky that we talked about last week on the show. Quirky has teamed up with GE to come out with the Nimbus Smart Dashboard. Now, they had one of the most bizarre displays at the show where they had four live
people. Who's that guy in bed with me? Who's that other guy in bed with me? What are they doing in bed with me? What is going on?
Exactly. So the object here is the Nimbus is
that's bizarre.
Connected to your phone.
Okay.
And when you wake up and look at it, you pick the four things that mean the most to you when you wake up. Your traffic on your way to work, probably the time.
But is this an app or is there some hardware too?
No, well, first of all, that's
the hardware?
That's the hardware.
That's real?
That is a real piece of hardware. So that, and then Leo, then you buy more hardware, okay? So the dashboard is $129.
What?
Yes, okay? And then you buy the weirdest thing is, so the man says to me, so when you wake up, you can find out the weather on your way to work, the road you should take, how many eggs are in the refrigerator. I said, wait a minute, what did you just say? How many eggs are in the refrigerator? I said, are you kidding me? And he said, no. We have the egg minder.
Please.
I know. That so like if you, and you know, they always have bizarre stories they tell you. So you go to the store and you're saying, how many eggs are in my refrigerator? So you get on your phone and you call your egg minder and you see you have only four eggs. So for, I think the egg minder was 49 to 59.
Oh, my God.
I know.
No one's going to buy this. This is the worst thing I've ever
well,
seen.
Well, wait a minute. How about your portfolio?
My portfolio? I've got 8 pork chops, and that should be dinner for the next 2 weeks.
No, portfolio is your piggy bank.
Your portfolio, okay. I get it.
So you can, at any time, you're sitting on an airplane.
Wait a minute, you have to buy a special piggy bank.
Oh, yeah. Yes. who taps into the link system that this is based on. Okay.
So you say to somebody, does it look like a pig at least?
Yes. Yes. And his nose lights up when you throw a coin in. So they're saying kids will like to save.
How much is the portfolio?
The portfolio that the add-ons run $50 to $80.
Ryan Pendleton of Grand Rapids, Michigan, invented this.
Yeah. Here's the portfolio.
Let's see the
what they've done, Leo. That portfolio.
It's on its back.
Yeah, I know because it has to lie down. Let's see if they.
Oh my God! There's an evil kid involved.
Yeah, he doesn't come.
Oh, this is a scary ad. Okay, so. man.
So that's as quick as it is.
Yeah, that's the portfolio. Oh.
Yeah. So the thing is, you know, you're sitting on an airplane and someone says you want to buy this and you say, let me see how much money I have in my piggy bank.
In my portfolio.
In my portfolio.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Yeah, it is big. And then, Leah, they've taken a couple of gadgets that you and I both, I own several of these. The Pivot Power. Remember Pivot Power?
Yeah, yeah. That was their one of the first quirky products we ever talked about.
Yeah. Well, now they've made a Pivot Power where each outlet is addressable, and they've added a USB. He's laughing. He's scoffing. This is the part.
Is this it?
This is where Leo scoffs at the gadget. This is where Leo stops.
We need a jingle.
Everything.
This is going straight to the warehouse. I swear to God. Every bit of this is going to the gadget warehouse. Okay. No one's going to buy this. This is crazy talk. You could spend hundreds of dollars to know how many eggs are in your fridge and how many pennies are in your piggy bank.
You could. All right. Well, Nimbus. Well,
What does the Pivot tell you? Whether there's something plugged in?
Well, you could turn outlets on and off from afar.
All right. That's good.
Okay. All right, well, wait a minute. There's one that you might like, the spotter.
Yeah.
Put the spotter in any room.
Yeah.
And then call it and say, what's the temperature in that room? What's the humidity in that room? Are the lights on in that room? How many rooms in your house? You'll just need, they're $50.
Look, I'm a believer in the Internet of Things, the idea that many of your devices in your house will be connected to the Internet.
Okay.
But the notion is that just because you can connect it means you should is not maybe.
No. Remember, there was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, Sunbeam came out with interconnected gadgets.
Yeah.
And the one that I remember, because it seemed to make the most sense to me, was that when you set your alarm clock, it reprogrammed the coffee maker to go off 15 minutes before.
And how well did that sell?
I don't think it ever came on the market. So
I feel like, all right. Weird okay. MI says, Leo, next year you're going to be singing its praises. Everyone will be using these things.
We'll see.
Think so.
All right. So that'll be ThinkGeek, Amazon, a lot of places.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be carrying the Nimbus.
It's called the Nimbus. And that, do you have to start with the speedometers?
You have to have that. That's the basic unit.
And is it iPhone only, or can you use it with Android?
No, it's Android 2.
Okay.
Android 2. So you're golden no matter what phone you have. You won't be locked out, so don't worry about that.
But I just want to point out, you have to have that 4-dial speedometer somewhere.
Yeah. You do.
I think that would fit right into this TD desk. We could put something useful on those things.
Sure. What could you put on there? So it depends what it's hooked up to. If it would show live audience count, download count.
You know what? You can hook up Fitbit to it.
Because you could see I saw calories consumed. Yeah. If it could show whether the show host was alive or not, mm-hmm. you know, maybe like a pacemaker thing. Those would be useful.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. That would be
host
very
is dead.
Up.
Quick, change channels.
Yes, iOS 6 and above for Apple devices and Android tablets 2.2 and higher. So you're in luck. Right. You're in luck.
I can't wait.
Now, let's not all buy Leo the egg minder, okay? So we'll have to get together and decide. Oh,
my birthday is November 29th.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Good. Do you like
egg minder? I actually care a lot about if there's any eggs, because that's what I have every morning for breakfast. I have two eggs. And if there's one egg in the box of eggs, I'm very unhappy. If there's no eggs, I'm even more unhappy.
Well, then this is a lifesaver.
Even I wouldn't spend $50 plus. What is the other thing? Is $150?
$130.
$180 to know if there's eggs in the fridge, really? I don't. Okay. Even I. Okay. Who care? Okay. A lot. Let's check in with our chat room. Jeff Needles, where is Glenn Rubenstein right now?
I believe that Jeff posted about 5 minutes ago that he is en route. He's on his way back to the studio.
Today at midnight, California time, 3 a.m. your time, Apple, without any fanfare, Dick, I don't know if you know this, slipped onto its Apple Store, its website, the iPad Mini with Retina display.
Just, whoa, I thought they were having a...
End of the month, delayed. They were saying, yes. So, is that him pulling up right there? I immediately ordered one, and we sent Glenn Rubenstein down to up to the Apple Store to pick it up. And right. Jeff Needles is finally proving his worth by monitoring Glenn, because he does find my friends, and keeping an eye on where he is. So Jeff Needles, who is in Boston, is reporting in on Glenn, who is in Santa Rosa. What's going on?
But the thing is, I just got a text from Glenn.
Thanks, Dad.
Somebody's getting out of the car here. Wait a minute. Let's just...
No, it's not Glenn.
It's not Glenn? What did Glenn's text say?
That the, he could got, not get the Retina display, but there was an egg minder because there's a Think Geek store right there in the mall. So you're going
to
be...
Oh, yay! So we're gonna, we have opened the curtains to the great outdoors. Tell Glenn there's a parking space right out the window. I want him to run
in. You should have someone from the staff lay on the ground there. So
Wait, Burke, would you lie on the ground right out here just to make sure nobody... Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Boy, they will do anything for you.
Oh, put Chad's cock out there. That's a good idea. Nobody would want to run that over.
Chad's cock's used to lay in the street.
So we're gonna put... here we go. Burke's going to bring Chad's cock out.
Place his cock out there.
Out there, and no one would drive... Oh, what? There's a family of four. there's the chicken.
All right, there we go.
Okay, he's going to put it right there. God, okay. Chad, that's brave of you, because if suddenly... if there's feathers go flying, that would be... I'm scared now. Okay. Text Glenn, say look for Chad's cock when you're parking, and if you see it, first get it up off the...
Oh, there it is. There's Chad's cock.
Shot.
So get it before you pull in, obviously. You wouldn't want to crush his cock. And
is
then
this left over from the butter and...
Butter next day. That rooster doesn't look too lively anymore. He's kind of... Seen better days.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a good shot. Let's just leave that shot right there.
Perfect.
And
we'll check in on this shot.
Call Glenn and tell him that look for
Chad's cock.
Chad's cock in the street.
He'll tell you where to park.
Miles of fun.
You know how many people are going to drive by?
I
think that's a real.
It's going to be a head-on collision as two people are looking over at the rooster.
Somebody left their cock in the road. Well, I declare. Oh, Bertha, did you see that? So let's go to gadget number two while we're
gadget number two.
Watching the
okay,
cock.
The Z-board.
Yes.
Weight sensing. Yes. Electric skateboard.
Yes.
Does this sound better to you?
Does it? Yes. Wait a minute. So this was also an Engadget Expand.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Okay. So Z-Board has already, they already have one skateboard in the marketplace.
So this is kind of cool. This is like a Segway skateboard. Sort of.
Exactly. Yeah. So you lean forward. Actually, there's a little accelerator pedal in the front, a brake pedal in the back.
No, they're adjusting his cock. Don't. It should just stay right. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Top speed is 17 miles an hour.
Hey, wow. That's fast.
And you can run 5 to 10 miles on a charge. Okay, now that's $649.
A woman just went by on a Rascal scooter, and she was looking and like, what the hell is that doing there? Just leave it. Leave it on. Oh, there's a priest.
Oh,
he's exercising.
He didn't even know. He didn't even look.
No, walked by just blithely because they're trained not to look.
Not to look.
Yeah.
Don't look at cock.
Go ahead, please. Please be my guest. Continue on.
Okay, so... The base model there is $649, and coming out.
We've all
in a
just
couple...
turned into 12-year-old boys. I apologize.
That's okay. We don't expect more. And they're coming out with something called the San Francisco model that'll let you go up hills That's going to be...
That's appropriate they'd be coming out with a San Francisco model. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah. That guy's going to be very expensive at about $1,200. It'll have a range, I believe, of 20 miles.
Now, so I don't think it could take me up a hill. I mean, there must be a weight...
It's 225.
Oh.
I think it was 225 pounds. But the guy said, if you weigh more than that, it's still going to run. It's just going to not...
Run well.
Yeah, it's not going to run the miles that you said.
Oh,
and what
all
it
right.
was, it was some young college boys, guys, that wanted an easy way to ride around town without having their bike stolen.
That's a great idea.
Something that would be really easy to carry around.
Yeah.
And
I
the
like
higher
it.
End models move on to lithium ion, whereas the basic model is lead acid battery. So that's called Z-Board.
Now, the lead acid battery, that's a car battery. It must weigh a ton on that thing.
No, it's a modified version of a car battery in their own aluminum housing. And you know what? I didn't write down the weights of those. Jason, can you go back to that website and look up? I think it says compare.
Yeah, because, I mean, the car batteries.
Is a compare thing.
Wow, $1,200 for this thing.
Yeah, for that guy. Does it say weight there? I know the San Francisco.
It's 35 pounds for the Classic.
Ooh, that's heavy.
28
that's
pounds for the Pro. Yeah. 32 pounds for the SF.
The SF is going to be the one that'll take you up some hills. So that'll be the
Pro's,
one that...
The Pro's the lightest.
That's not
sure.
out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so they're at zboardshop.com.
It's expensive, but I guess, you know, the technology is probably fairly
sophisticated. Yeah, they were good-looking.
A Segway was, what, $5,000, so.
Yeah. And, you know, regenerative, when you brake, it adds power back into the battery, so they're well thought out.
Now
Padre
we actually
Padre can't take it anymore. He's just setting up shop outside.
Well, you know, in the Philippines, he comes from the Philippines. This is a great tradition where they hypnotize the cock.
He's either
he's minding it. I'm not sure which. Yeah,
yeah. Does he know it's fake? Because now he's getting seed.
He's waiting for the eggs, and I think that's hysterical because everybody knows.
You need an egg minder.
That's what he's doing. He's the egg minder. Okay. Well, I'm sure. Oh, something will happen soon.
Okay.
But so there you go. And let's do, you know, before we do gadget number three, I want to mention our friends at Ting. Would you mind that?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah. Ting is the thing. If you're looking for a... Dare I say it, no BS phone service. Ting, you pay for what you use. And no more, no less, no penalties, no early termination fees, no contract. It just makes sense. They're a reseller of Sprint, so you'll know if you've got, you know, good coverage, if you're getting a good Sprint coverage where you are. And almost everybody, they say 98% of the people watching this show would save money if they started using Ting. There's no contract. No ETF. In fact, if you've got an early termination fee with your existing carrier, their new ETF relief program will give you credit for up to 25% of your ETF, up to $75 per device if you purchase your device through Ting. Port your number over, send them your final bill, and they'll give you some cash. There's no bundling, no ride-along services. Rates range from extra small through XXL programmer size service levels. That includes minutes, text messages, and gigs of data, all billed separately. You never pay for more than you use. And you never pay a penalty for using more than they say. The other guys charge you if you go over your allocated minutes or texts or data. If you have a big month with Ting, you just pay for what you use. There's no penalty. Plus, you get for free, no add-on charges. You get voicemail, caller ID, tethering, hotspot, tethering. They include it. Free. Three-way calling, call forwarding, and other features, all part of your regular service. It starts with $6 per month per phone, and then you pay for what you use. I just think this is the right way to do it. Plus, they've got great customer support. Call them at 855-TING-FTW anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern. A real person will pick up the phone, somebody empowered to solve your problems, to fix what's wrong. You'll never be put on hold. They will give you satisfaction. Gizwiz.ting.com. That's the place to go. Sounds like a chipmunk song. gizwiz.ting.com. gizwiz.ting.com. Save money. Manage your phone better. By the way, they have a great dashboard there. Just fabulous. Go to gizwiz.ting.com and start saving today. You'll also get $25 off your first Ting device. Ting is the thing.
gizwiz.ting.com.
Let's just check in.
There he is. I thought he was gone.
Oh, no.
No, you put Padre on a mission.
He's persistent.
Yeah. Oh, my. He's hearing that woman's confession.
What is going on? There's a priest sitting next to a bird in the street.
Would you like to check in on Glenn?
Let's see what Glenn is doing.
It appears that I actually have map.
Do we have a glimpse map of Glenn?
Well, I have a screenshot from 4 minutes ago.
He's still at the mall.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's a bummer. I like the stitched leather, though. Very nice. Did Jeff Needles just send you that?
Yes, he did.
So that might be a little out of date.
Yeah, the time on it was 5:02. So that was about
7 minutes ago. Yeah. All right. Well, tell Padre he's got a little bit of a wait. That's, by the way, the view from the GoPro. We actually have a GoPro view of the chicken.
Pavement view.
A chicken and priest walk into the bar.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I just love it when people go by and they look at him.
Strangely enough, he's texting the rooster.
Well, you don't want to talk directly to chickens.
No, that's
again.
True. Yeah. Do you want more feed?
Now, if the rooster could tell you how many eggs you had in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I'd buy a rooster that told me how many eggs are in the fridge. I would buy that.
Okay, yeah.
There's 3 hens in this hen house, but no eggs. All right. Moving along, you have a third gadget, I suspect.
Gadget
Expand.
Expand. Okay, so there are gadgets out now where you can use Bluetooth to keep track of your keys. You know, you put a little device on your keys. If you get out of range of Bluetooth, the keys beep.
Yes.
And okay, so now a company who makes those gadgets, Tracker, spelled T-R-A-C-K-R, no E, is coming out in a few weeks.
Yes.
With Glasses Tracker.
What? Glasses Tracker?
It's very funny because that guy has been appearing on Jack Benny in a lot of repeats this week. All right, so this is not a bad idea because glasses. Dennis just bought a pair at LensCraft. Is at discount for $500.
Oh, discount.
Yeah. At a discount. So, you know, when people are spending hundreds for sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Glasses
are expensive. So it slides onto the back of the glasses and acts just the way those other devices are. Pairs with your phone. If you get out of, I think it's a longer range now with Bluetooth low energy. Is it 100 feet now that you can get a...
Oh, really? Does it go that far?
That's what the woman said. That's what the person said.
Wow.
But if you walk and you leave your glasses, then you get there and suddenly her phone is beeping. Mm-hmm. You forgot your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it says it's inconspicuous. They mean for people who have hair. But you know, also
if you're bald, you can see that.
You can see it, but it looks no different than, you know, if you wear an earpiece. It's pretty small. And it's going to be, right now they're on Indiegogo. They're doing a month on that. And they're only looking for $10,000. I think they already got 25% of it. And it's going to sell for $30 when it's up, made, and available. So it's glasses.
I would buy that.
Tracker.
Even though, too. Yeah, I mean, those are expensive to replace those.
Yeah.
That is non-trivial.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, so
that brings us to
the priest and the chicken.
The priest and
what is Padre's number? Because I could actually call him on the bad phone. Have you seen this? I got this. It unfortunately is no longer for sale from SparkFun. So what they've done is they've taken this is a traditional Western electric phone, right, with a dial and everything.
Dial phone.
And they take the guts out and they put a PIC chip in it and cell phone radios. There's a little antenna in here, and this is a cell phone. I put a SIM in it from T-Mobile. In fact, I'm going to call
you
it.
Serious?
I am not kidding, and it is so cool because when it rings, I wish I could. You know what? Would you somebody bring this out to Robert
Andre?
Yeah. Well, let me ring it so you can hear what a ring sounds like because it is really loud. And then I think he should have this himself. Don't you think?
I think he's talking to God.
It could be. It could be.
Oh, you know, this is bad. God has him on hold.
Oh, that happens every time, you know? Yeah. I hate it when that happens. Let's see. I've got to call the right number here. What is the number on this phone? Okay. I'm going to call this number. I think this will ring the phone. Let's just see here. You'll probably hear it because it's kind of loud. It goes throughout the entire...
haven't heard it. Oh. Boy, and a lot of vibration in those old phones.
It's really amazing. Here, would you bring this out to Father Robert and tell him that the phone's for him? Don't pick it up.
Oh, he's probably listening to the show, right?
Wait, I have to call it again. Wait a minute. It's going to voicemail, so I got to call it again here. Here, we'll just... It is so cool. And it's battery powered. You get 5 days on a charge.
Wow.
So it's... There's no wire connecting it because it's a cell phone. So I think he's kind of baffled by it.
Oh, you think it's ringing?
Oh, yeah. Well, now it hung up again. Let me.
A priest, a rooster, and a phone walk into a parking space.
By the way, he's attracting attention now from a lot. People are...
Hey. Now he's talking to nobody. Yes, now he's having a conversation.
Spark Fun sold this. Actually, it was expensive. It was like $300 because somebody has to hand make it. And it does stuff that no other cell phone does. It has a dial tone. So when you pick it up, it dial tone. When you tap the thing, it hangs up. It does everything you would expect an old Western Electric to do, except there's no wires, 5 days battery life. You can carry it around like a regular cell phone. I have a T-Mobile chip in it. It has a cell phone number. Unfortunately, Spark Fun stopped selling these, which is too bad because I think they may be.
Oh, your audio totally canceled.
It just died here.
There you go.
You know, I'll just call you on the Spark Fun phone.
I'll route you in.
Yeah. Do we have a way to call in on phones? Because one of the things that's cool about this is the quality on that old carbon microphone is better than on a cell phone. It sounds fantastic.
Really?
They sold these. Here it is. It says we've retired this product. You can read about how they built it. I think it was hard to make, frankly. But it just a wonderful device, and it is now my home phone.
That is a
Isn't that great? 2,000 milliamp battery, but because there's very little, it's not texting, it's not doing data, it's not doing anything, it just rings when you call. We've routed the call screener. We have that capability. I should call 8888.
That's what Alex is working on right now.
Really?
No, don't call that one.
I'll have to call. Can you bring me the phone?
I'll give you a number.
Just tell Padre we got to borrow his phone briefly. Yeah. So I'll call my Ask Leo number.
No, call the hotline.
Call the hotline number. Oh, yeah, because that was...
Someone stole something.
You're sending the call to
it. How am I supposed to stay in touch if you take my phone? All right. I just want you to hear how good this sounds here. So I'm going to call this number. All right.
What do I have on the board?
Oh, and this is great because you dial it, right? So it takes a long time. Like a really long time. Oh my God, this guy's at 8 and a 9 and it's going to take forever. All right, now let's see. I feel like I'm on dialing for dollars. What is the count and the amount?
The count and the amount.
Hello? I heard a beep.
Oh, I heard a beep too.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's me, Leo. Can you route me through the board? It sounds really good. Oh, now I'm talking. To myself. Can you hear me? I'm getting myself back. This is great fun. I think it's routed wrong. I'm talking to my chicken. It's too complicated. But see, no wires. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
So what I think would be fun is to, you know, go, call for Dick DiBartolo. Call for Dick DiBartolo. And you go, yeah, over here, boy. And I bring you the phone. And it's nice. And I'm on here.
Nice.
Isn't that wild? Well, you talk to me. It's coming through here. Say something, Dick.
Oh, 1-2-1-1-1.
Oh,
that's really good.
That sounds good.
So Leah should be coming in on the call screener.
I should be coming in on the call screener button.
Okay.
Okay. Turn my microphone off.
I'm not hearing it.
Not hearing it?
No.
The rest of the show on my telephone. I don't know why. It really sounds good. Now, these are old. I don't know if you know. These are carbon particles in here. It's a very old-fashioned way of making audio. The sound waves agitate the carbon particles. They generate electricity, and then it goes down the wire. But this is how phones worked for many, many years. It's unlikely that you still have a phone that works like that, by the way. Most phones now have actual microphones in there. Hello?
Okay, try.
Can you hear me now?
Oh,
good. Okay, now turn off my mic.
Yep.
Doesn't this sound good, Dick? This sounds so much better than a regular cell phone. It gets the highs, the lows, and everything in between. No? I think it sounds good.
I can understand you easily, but I don't think it's as good as some cell phones. I'm not going to replace my cell phone. You have not convinced me. I'm keeping my Galaxy.
All right, that's it. I'm hanging up.
You hear that? The little...
Yeah.
That, yeah. So this is... I just think this is the coolest thing ever. And I want to beg Spark Fun to start making these again. They came in black and red. They call it the Porto Rotary. And, you know, the first person I saw with one of these was Steve Wozniak. He used to carry his around all the time.
Oh, that's... Yes.
It's, yeah. It's very cool. Wow. Okay, you can bring the phone back to Pot. Hey, do we have Jeff Needles, an update? Jeff, tell us.
I got an update about 5 minutes ago that said they just got on highway.
Just got on highway 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, about
that. That means they may make it before the end of the show. Well, I hope they have it. They better not get on the highway if they don't have it. Oh,
okay.
Oh, something's going on out there.
Okay. Oh, the
he's crying. I think he's crying. All right, Patrick Delahanty is now going to bring Father Robert Balasair, the digital Jesuit.
would you like to talk to the Padre out there?
Yeah, I can do that, can't I?
I believe we can.
How do I? He has to call me.
Yeah, he's going to, okay.
Give him the number. Give him the number to call. You know why I got this, Dick? I got this so that I could show my kids why they say dial a phone. Right?
They didn't even think about that.
Kids these
not
days,
knowing it,
they don't know.
Riot.
They don't know how you dial a phone. They don't even know what a phone is. I mean, a dial is. So he's actually dialing my number right now.
and what are the other two people doing?
I don't know.
Look,
he's got a retinue, an
this
entourage.
Is why we don't dial anymore. It takes three people to dial a telephone.
Three people to dial a phone. Okay, see if the phone's ringing now. I believe it is. Hello, Padre.
Oh, hi there.
Yeah,
oh.
See, this. Can you believe it? There's no wires on that phone, and yet.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It actually sounds pretty good.
I think, I was saying that I think it sounds better than a cell phone, but maybe it's the incoming call sounds better than a cell phone.
Oh,
I have to say, though, it's a lot more fun dialing with a rotary.
Are you old enough to remember dialing that way?
Now, this is awesome.
I don't know. So can I just ask you, what are you doing out there?
Well, the chicken looks lonely, so, I'm afraid.
Watch out for that bus.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate it. Glenn, we've been told that Glenn and I guess Josh went with him with a camera crew. A camera crew went with him. So I guess Glenn and the camera crew are on the highway. They got on the highway about 8 minutes ago, so they should be here any minute now. And just wave them down and have them park right there so that they can run in with the iPad Air with Retina.
Well, if Josh went with them, they're going to be deciding forever what exit to take.
Josh is a little indecisive.
That's true.
All right. Hey, thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
You may make any call you wish with the phone. Just Enjoy yourself out there.
Okay.
Free long distance.
Wow.
Just don't call the Philippines. Oh, too late. He's wondering. Let's see. I think this would be a good time to go to the Gadget Warehouse. Okay. Even though that is probably an older gadget than you've got, but go. Let's take a walk down Hollywood Boulevard, up Sunset Boulevard, hang a left on Broadway, say hi at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, and suddenly, for reasons no one understands, you're in Manhattan, right in front of Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Wow.
Chicken Cam! Chicken Cam!
That chicken is, cam. Does not chicken approve cam. Of you. It's looking down upon you.
Chicken Cam! And Padre's making calls, enjoying himself, getting some work done, and I like that. There's a guy.
That's good.
He's
that's
a multitasker.
Good.
Productivity.
Is calling having a long distance call? Or is
not with
free?
T-Mobile. They now have international roaming.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our gadget is from a viewer's video, and it is from Daniel in Washington State, who says, my video is half piece of crap and half gadget warehouse. And he's right on both accounts, as you'll see in our viewer's video.
Hey, Dick and Leo. Daniel here from Yakima, Washington. Just want to say I love the show. Been watching for many, many moons. Today I have a kind of a combination. I bought a piece of crap and a gadget warehouse. And it looks something like this.
Well, that looks like a hero.
A Vivitar little digital camera I bought years and years ago.
Wow.
And it's got some interesting specifications, as you might imagine. It does have a self-timer. It can shoot continuous mode. And it does do video in an AVI format. The high resolution on this camera is 352 by 288. The low resolution, 176 by a whopping 144.
Wow.
And you can imagine how grainy these videos and these pictures turn out. In a video mode, it shoots a staggering 6 to 8 frames per second. Top of the line. It also doubles as a webcam, so you can hook it up to your computer and use it that way as well, although, again, the resolution is going to be very, very good. It does come with some basic editing software and does some real basic functioning things. So this is I bought a piece of crap in my gadget warehouse, and I never, ever throw anything away, it seems like. So I'll hold on to this for now, just in case. Thanks.
There's something strange about that picture.
Yes.
The left half of the house is done. The right half of the house seems to be left. Without the plaster. It's not, it's like he's...
Oh, you're absolutely right.
He's in a half-finished home.
It happens.
Very strange. According to Jeff Needles, Glenn Rubenstein and Josh have decided to take the Petaluma exit with a rare decisiveness and will be here any moment. I pray they do not run over the priest or the chicken. But they should be. Keep your eye peeled. They should be here. And do we have anything to mail? Because that was a very.
That was from Daniel. Yeah, Daniel should get a piece of crap.
Okay. We may have run out of stuff.
We're definitely, running out.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find something.
Mad magazine and exactly. A 35-year-old outfit.
He'll get a sticker, at least.
Yeah. Right. He'll get some signs. So, yeah. Swag.
Yeah.
So don't forget, we're running out of videos. If you have a video, send it in like Daniel did. My favorite gadget of all time, my gadget warehouse. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this. Pretty much anything. 2 to 3 minutes, post it on YouTube. Send Jason the link at gizwiz@twit.tv. And hopefully your video will be shown here. No matter what, you'll get some Twit stickers, an autographed Mad magazine, and a 30-plus-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture. And fame!
Fortune!
Yes.
Keep an eye. Let's keep an eye on Padre. I want to talk about lynda.com, and then we're going to get to our letter of the day, and perhaps, if we're lucky, the delivery of the iPad mini. So just watch Padre and his cock, and any moment now, I'm going straight to hell, aren't I?
I think you are.
Our show today is brought to you by lynda.com. My friends, I have been friends with Linda Wyman since the days of the screensavers. She did a great series of books on how to build your own website. She has gone now to the next level. Lynda.com has over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos in every possible area. They're engaging. They have some of the best teachers. Some of my best friends, Bert Monroy, our Photoshop wizard, does Photoshop. I mean, you couldn't get a better Photoshop teacher. Ben Long, Derek Story on photography, Mikkel Olin on photography, Photoshop, Lightroom. These are real experts. And it's not just software, too. Skills like resume creation, time management, negotiation. If photography is your hobby or videography, you will learn so much. They even have, you might be interested in this, Jason, a songwriting course on there.
Yeah, they have a lot.
Really great music stuff. Or if you want to get into the Raspberry Pi, they've got a course on that also. In fact, they've just added new courses this week alone on OS X Maverick's new features, financial literacy, which would be fabulous, music studio setup.
Yeah, this one's pretty sweet.
I love that.
Setting
acoustics
up your space
and everything.
Yep.
The creative spark, you showed that earlier with Michael Lanyon. I'll tell you, they have great stuff at lynda.com. And I'm going to show you how you can get the run of the place. 7 days, every instruction, every course, every video. The content is great. They're easy to follow. You can search the transcripts to jump to the part you want to know about. You can bookmark it and put together a playlist, of course. And when you watch it, you can watch it on your tablet, on your phone, on your desktop. Normally $25 a month for access to the entire course library. The premium plan, $37.50 a month, gives you all of the work materials and so forth. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special deal for you right now. If you go to Lynda, lynda.com/gizwiz, you could watch this and every other video on the site absolutely free for 7 days. Over 2,000 courses free for the next week. Go to lynda.com, lynda.com/gizwiz. I'm telling you, you're going to learn some great stuff there. lynda.com/gizwiz. We send our staff there if they have to learn Final Cut or something like that. We're just any minute now, I have a feeling. Jeff Needles, where are they right now, Jeff?
Jeff is currently berating me for not mentioning that we have a spreadsheet filled with stuff that we can buy and show and send to craft.
No, but see, Jeff doesn't understand. I'm not buying stuff so that we can send people crap. That's nuts. The idea was stuff we'd already bought that was taking up space. Anyway, maybe
his heart's in the right place.
I love Jeff, and as you can see, even though he's supposed to be going to school and studying hard, wait a minute, somebody's parking.
Oh,
God, I feel so sorry for Padre. You people are giving him such evil looks because he said, "What are you sitting in? There's a parking space. This is worth gold in Petaluma, a parking space." And he and his chicken are just sitting there.
If this was New York City, he would have already been beaten up about eight times.
Wait a minute. Look. I see somebody. Wait a minute. Get the cock out of the road. And the priest, too.
Move the cock.
What is he doing? He's dialing the number. Quick, somebody run out there and get the iPad mini. And then tell Padre he can come in from the cold. Oh, that truck is so mad. All right, they've wrested it away from Josh. Right on. Oh, Lord. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey.
Padre. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, we're going to give this spot to this young gentleman here.
Okay.
Filming this, so the rooster is going off duty.
Right on.
Okay, get a few
daddy-os.
Bucks for it.
Don't forget to get the eggs. Don't forget the eggs. My egg minder says we're almost out.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're not going to open this on the GizWiz. We're going to do it on Before You Buy. But there it is, the iPad mini with Retina. Apple surprised everybody by releasing it early. And we'll do a little unboxing on Before You Buy in just a few minutes.
Boy,
along with the product red smart case that matches my shirt. How do you like that?
Wow.
But now it's time for the letters theme, a highlight of the show. La, 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 la. go. Oh, hey, letter time.
Letter time, referring to last week's 8mm films that I had transferred.
Yes.
Ken Kovner, Kovar, K-O-V-A-R, says, Dick, I also had Yes Video digitize my grandfather's 8mm films from the 1930s.
Ooh.
They did a great job. I'm sorry there's no sound, there's no famous people, but it's interesting to see the crazy fun and games anyway. And he put a link in there, and he said at the five-minute mark, you can see some crazy playing.
This was in the earliest days of the bow and arrow and the gun, and they were trying to figure out which was faster.
Oh, the
yes. John Henry was a little bitty boy.
Remember these are video. These are films
cool
from
that.
70 years ago.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I just wish I had the car in the background in my gadget
no
warehouse.
Kidding.
Ken Kovar.
Isn't that great?
Pretty neat.
I've got a video. This is not from lynda.com, but it's also an old video. Perhaps you're interested. If you buy one of these phones, this is how you dial the phone. Dialing Tips, directed by Charles Skinner, with Suzanne Shaw as the dialer. And now we go to an American home.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Suzanne.
I'm from your telephone company.
Oh.
We know that dial telephones are easy to use. However, mistakes in dialing do occur. These mistakes waste a lot of time and can cause someone else to be inconvenienced and probably irritated. I'd like to tell you about a few pointers to be followed in dialing. Always be sure that you have the right number.
Consult oh, that's good. Oh, who would have thought?
I'm not sure if this is a number, but I'm going to try
write
it anyway.
Write the number down.
Write it down.
Oh, write it down. Oh. You know, this is coming like 50 years too late.
I can't believe they had
it
to make
time to keep the numbers in front of you while dialing.
Probably.
Oh, okay. Wow, where did she get that?
What the hell is that? Man, phones were big in these those days. Hear that?
Now, let's dial the number we looked up and made a note of. Word 4, 9970. Now be sure to dial the first two letters of the central office name, then the five numbers.
Oh,
see,
no.
For example,
first.
Oh, you mean you have to do that in order?
This video is as applicable in this day when it was made as it is to kids being born right now.
Oh, why did they need this? Oh, and what did they show it on? Was this right in front
step
of the
back
movie?
You let go of that dial. Step back.
And let the dial go.
Now, Padre, is this all itself making sense now? When you, yeah.
To bring your finger firmly to the finger stop.
It's a mobile phone.
It's a mobile phone. There's a handle on that suitcase. This is an early cell phone.
The same can happen.
Or she's very, very small.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, these are what they had in pay phones for people who couldn't see. At retirement homes, they have dials like this.
Dick, well, it's been a great pleasure. I know you have to go. Where are you going? You're going to some event.
I'm going over to 2014 CES Unveil.
Oh,
to find
how exciting.
It's going to be new at the January Expo.
The CES season is beginning. This is the beginning of the big season.
Yeah, the first event tonight.
Dick, have fun. As
thank
always,
you,
a real pleasure, and I'll see you back here Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2200 UTC on twit.tv.
And I'll see you Saturday on
the Giz Fizz
radio show and the Giz Fizz.
I'll be there.
Yes, thank you. I hope you'd be here.